bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway. Come on, join along. Said I'm broad.
Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway.
And I'm diddling my meh, meh, meh. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and will make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood. Hi, everybody. Or shall I say, bonjour, motherfuckers. Look at this. Bonjour. It was very hard for me not to laugh. Okay, so just, you know, you're my family, my lovers, my babies. So I have to just tell you, I practice so hard to not make a face when I start the show. I'm just so fucking excited to be with you that I get like I know I'm gonna start singing at any moment, so I'm like, ah! So I make like a, you know, I get really out of sorts in the facial area. And I have some friends who I share the show with afterwards, as I love that you do too, thank you so much. And boy, they're like, I tried to fix your face on the thing. I go, you can't fix this face, baby. Bonjour, motherfuckers. Let me tell you about my earrings. I know you're looking at them. You're coveting them. Don't even covet your neighbor's wife. Shut up. What am I, church? Okay, can you even see these snakes? Yeah, those are snakes, okay? And they're from the babes at Babel Studio. And yes, I not only love the babes at Babel, as you should too, but get on their site and order some stuff. And if you use GetWood15 at checkout, I think you get a little discount. Chitty shire shike. You know what? You all are so fantastic. If no one's told you this week, I'm going to tell you. If no one's told you, I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you again. Okay, because guess what? This week, okay, you know how every week I'm like, hey, the neuroscience is on happiness is up. You know what I mean? Like, what does that mean, Jessica? The neuroscience on happiness is up. It doesn't make any sense. Well, what I mean to say is I've taken a lot of LSD, smoked a lot of PCP, and yet I'm here and here we be. Shut up! Okay. We've been talking about happiness. I don't mean to talk about happiness, but I want to talk about happiness because happiness is like this thing that I feel like we're the only country that's like the pursuit of happiness and the fucking, you know, in our paperwork, which is like all of our paperwork's a lie anyway. I mean, you know, if you're a non-white person, you know that in the sad fucking shit. Shout out to Florida and all the families in Florida. I don't even want to repeat what happened down there. I just think that if we don't see how violent and horrifyingly frightening it is to be a different color than certain people in this fucking country, if we don't see the violence put on these folks, are we fucking blind? What the fuck? Same with women. Like, are we not seeing? You know that domestic abuse centers, they can't list where they are because the men will come and fucking kill all the women. It's just, I'm just saying. I wanted to talk about being positive. But what, you have to have the darkness in order to have the light, right? So I don't want people to die. But there is a lot of, I mean, death, you know, natural death happens. I don't like, anyway. Here's what I do like. I like talking about things about the brain where the brain, see, I did it just now in front of you guys. The brain will automatically go to a negative or a fear place if you're not mindful and really being in the moment, right? So, hey, it takes a lot of practice. Because as a lot of people have said in the past, listen, it makes sense. We got the caveman brains. Doesn't matter if you know how to spell or do an equation of some sort or, you know, math. you are a cave person who is running from predators every moment and not trying to eat the red berries because they might kill you, right? So we're still, and especially if you're Jewish, hi, are you have any DNA of any people who've been enslaved or killed or genocide? Or hi, I'm looking at, I guess I'm looking at everybody. We all understand what that, okay. So going negative is obviously very much easier for the brain, right? Unless we're mindful. So here's the practice. Pitch, get to it. It's been 5 minutes. Okay. The positive, savoring the positive. Savoring, you know, like, and like with stuff, okay, with positive things that happen to us, experiences, moments, views. Like when I was in Albuquerque, shout out to Borque, my baby, I miss you. The most gorgeous shit I'd ever seen in my fucking life was in that city. The mountains, I would stop. And I'd be like, what the fuck? This is insane. And yeah, I can still bring it back. Those Sandia Mountains that were outside of my apartment in my bedroom, I could wake up, I could go to sleep, and in certain times of the night, they're called Sandia because it's watermelon. And because these fucking mountains, they turn pink every day. I never got old. I got old. It didn't. It never got old. I was blown away every day, and I'm so happy to say, ooh, was that a little rhyme? Blown away every day, and so happy to say that I can bring it back in my mind's eye right now, and I can really say that I savored that moment. I'm savoring you right now. Ice cream. I love that. Thank you for the rose. It smells so good. I wanted to say thank you, especially to the folks who sent in their show descriptions. Do you remember a couple few weeks ago I asked y'all if you could, ooh, a slight breeze. A slight breeze brings light to my face as if the universe is saying, yes, tell us about the positive, please. Because I was in the darker, remember when I was talking dark? Okay, so thank you for your show descriptions as I wanted to read them aloud, if I may, please. They're very quick and they're just fucking delightful. So let's talk about savoring some delightful shit, okay? Delightful goodies. The first one comes from a gentleman calls himself Cav Aloha, C-A-V-A-L-O-H-A, Aloha. And shout out to my people in Lahaina. Cav Aloha says, if you ever seen someone turn themselves inside out and let you take a look, that's get wood. Oh my goodness, that's nice. Isn't that fucking cool? It's inside out. You know what's interesting about that, y'all? Yo! Chicken over rice. Are you valid? So what I love about that so much is, well, there's a lot of things, but what the one thing I'll tell you is, you know how much I love acid, right? Like LSD and stuff. And when you take acid, I mean me, when I take acid, it's like I've turned myself inside out and I'm experiencing all of life like inside out. Like all my nerve endings are out there and I'm just like, and I'm taking it all in, you know, like moment to moment, like lantern bug, I wouldn't kill a lightning bug, lantern bug, I'd fucking murder them shits. Anyway, thank you, Cav. Thank you, Kid Caviar. You should follow him anyhow. He's got great music and art and hats. I've worn his trucker hats on the show before, and you will recognize. And you can order them. He's from Venice. What's sweet? Yeah, it's true. Okay. The next show description comes from our delightful and delicious and lovely, the gorgeous, the groovy, pole dancer herself, pole dancer extraordinaire, talk about ooh la la, sasson, Dahlia Studios. Now, if she wrote a little longer thing, but it says, the funniest, intimate, weekly 30-minute phone FaceTime date with my best friend and favorite person. I'll cry. While we... I have to turn up the light so I can see. While we sit and catch up on the previous week's adventures, happenings, and observed hilarities. So sweet, right? So I had to share that with y'all before any of the stories, because that, just makes a gal feel good. Warm my little cockles of my heart. Yes, the cockles. And you know, I mentioned Dahlia being a pole dancer. Man, shout out to Stick a Pole in It. Stick a Pole in It was the show I was on Saturday night this weekend that was pole dancers and comedians. And let me tell you something. None of us knew how badly we needed that combination in our lives until this show happened. I'm not even joking you. Okay. Oh, cry right now. I'm telling you, yo. Dan Goodman and Joanna Ross, they're married couple. It's their show. It's at Drome on Avenue A. If you can, go there. The next month is Whitney Houston music, because it's different theme. Every month it's different theme music. Like this month that I played, it was Bad Bunny. Like, I feel like that Steve Carell meme, you know, where he lifts up the boombox and it says, me with Spanish music. I don't understand it all, but I'm like, grooving. Yeah, that's por yo. I don't think that is right. Anyway, yes, so the pole dancing comedy show was so fantastic, and these women were beyond. I mean, when I say they were floating, they were flying, they were tripping and slipping, and it was gorgeous, just gorgeous. And one woman, the last woman, was in her Jordans. How? She was in Jordans. What? Like, one woman was barefoot. One woman had a, you know, the glass heel, like, Sunset Boulevard. On Sunset. Sunset people doing it right. Night after night. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you heard me, so shout out to Stick a Pole in It. And if you can, if you're in the New York area, go and see that show. I'm telling you, you will have the best fucking time. And it sells out, yo. So when I was up there, like, I was like, what am I going to wear? You know, I got real self-conscious. Because I don't usually wear, like, six of things on stage. Because it's distracting. You guys, like, my mom would say to me about certain shit that I would wear. Jesse, no. It says fuck me all over it. Thanks, Mom. That's appropriate for an 11-year-old. But it's not appropriate for an 11-year-old to be wearing what you're wearing. Well, it was a different time. And now, 11-year-olds, I saw two 11-year-old little girls with Starbucks in their hand, like a phone in their pocket, fucking halter tops. And I was like, hold on. By themselves, on the street. That's right. I'll talk to little kids. I don't give a fuck. I go, hey, how old are you? And they were like, 11, almost 12. Bitch, get home. I said, you better go home. I said, I'm going to watch you go home. And they were like, they give me a, like, bitch, duh. Okay. Nobody was watching out for us. We're a little kid, so you're lucky Auntie Jess is out here talking about go home. Get off the Starbucks. Get off the fucking phone, bitch. Hey, girl. Shall I say bonjour, bitch? Bonjour. Hey, I know you know, and I know that we know that that's the Bob Barker. Bob Barker, as Irene Bremis would say, because her brother, a fiend for Bob Barker, and her mom, Greek. Oh, Jimmy, he loved the Bob Barker. And I always am cracking up. Like, when I heard Bob Barker died, I fucking messaged Irene. I said, Irene, I gotta tell you, give my love to Jimmy. Give my love to Jimmy. So, like, I see all these people posting about him. Listen, Pee Wee was way more heavily influenced and kept me company when I was a little kid than Bob Barker. I was not, my mom, are you kidding me? Ugh, prices, why the fuck? First of all, why the fuck would we want to watch a show about prices in a supermarket? Jesse, Ugh, it screams America, it screams ignorance, it screams fucking stupidity. And I'm like, Mom, isn't stupidity and ignorance the same thing? You understand what I mean. I was not allowed to watch any motherfucking Bob Baca. So all these people that were like, when I was sick, you kept me company. And I don't mean to make fun, bitch, but goddamn, so many motherfuckers, right? And because I guess that it was that or like On Ryan's Hope. You, okay, if you're old, you remember this shit. So do you remember Love in the Afternoon on Ryan's Hope? Like, I never watched Ryan's Hope. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I think it's a soap opera from the 70s or the 80s. I don't even know. Love American Style. Do it in the red, white, and blue. Woo, woo, woo. And that was a very sexy show. I was probably way too young to be watching that shit. Anyway, why did I just give a Hitler sign? I'm a Jew. Okay. So Bob Barker, right? I got introduced to him, well, not in person, but when I was with Charlie, you remember the white boy that I was with from the South, remember him? Different type, a lovely man, but a different breed, you know, than what I was ever used to. I'd never known anyone who had ever come from any money. I'd never known anyone who grew up watching The Price is Right when they were sick. And so he introduced me to The Price is Right. And we went as far as to when we visited Los Angeles, we went to The Price is Right. Have you ever been to The Price is Right? First of all, if you've ever been to any kind of studio in any kind of Hollywood thing, this is how fucking, because I grew up in Hollywood, I know. It's a fake, bitch. It's a fake. It's like a fantasy, all of it. It's all a fucking fantasy. Everyone looks taller. All the shows look bigger. It looks like there's more space. It looks like there's more audience and all that shit. It's not. It's a tiny little fucking space so that these millionaire, billionaire motherfuckers can just make as much money as possible and pack some bitches in to watch it. Okay, so, oh, sorry, that was a horrible face. Anyway, we went to The Price is Right. And this motherfucker, my man at the time, he was so into it that he made us shirts. He made us shirts. That's cute though, right? And it said, a new car. And it was like a 68 Camaro. Kind of cute though, right? Because I liked him like that, because he was funny. That's how come. And you know, my mom, I grew up with, my mom had been a boyfriend who was very violent with the guns to her face, you know, and not in a good like hip hop way. Is like that, and that's the way it is. Actually, that was my favorite song when I was just a single digit, and I imagine that's because there was guns up to my mom's head. But anyway, when I used to say to her, how come you be with the man with the guns and the thing? And she would go, Jesse, you know, he has a great sense of humor. Da-na-da-na-ba-na. So come on down. So this man and I went to the thing, and we didn't get, I mean, we got in the audience, but we didn't get on the show, on the panel. And these poor motherfuckers that had driven from like all over the country that had come to be on The Price is Right and to hopefully win some shit. Like, there was a whiskey, let me tell you, there were some whiskey tango motherfuckers in this line with us. I mean, you know, if you watch the show ever, you see who's in the audience. It's Middle America, it's whiskey tango, it's Florida, Minnesota, you know. I'm sorry. Gosh. Gosh darn, Jess. You don't have to be cruel about all the other parts of the country. But I am. And there was this lady who was, because I've experienced it. And in my experience, it was just tough. It was tough. Anyhow, there was a lady there and she didn't have an upper lip. The lady in front of us, she was there with her husband. And she was really, 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 really ready to win a kitchen island. I'm going to win a kitchen island, and that's all I'm here for, is to win the kitchen island. And I was like, oh my goodness, this poor woman. If she doesn't get chosen, I don't know what is going to happen. They had driven from like the Ozarks or some shit. Not even lying. Okay. Da-na-da-na. So then the other, so we didn't, it was interesting and everything, but kind of boring. You know, you stand in that fucking line. You stand in the line, you're waiting for almost the whole day. Then you go in. Was it motherfucking like half an hour? And it was Drew Carey. It was just a little while ago. What, Bob Barker? So Drew Carey, it was fine. He was fine. The studio is like this motherfucking big. Yeah, there. Bonjour, motherfucker. Hi. Thanks for the rose. Smells so good. Shut up. I'm not doing that. Ta-na, ta-na. So then one day, me and homeboy, the dude that I was with, we had an apartment in Brooklyn, and it was a beautiful apartment. Yard.
Shut up.
We got in the 2007 breakdown. Breakdown. Happy 50th hip hop. And we had a yard, but upstairs from us, it was above us was the out. What the fuck is it? Patio. You know, the deck. It was a deck for the. Listen, I've smoked a lot of PCP, bonjour, motherfucker. The deck up above us was flimsy as fuck. But it was flimsy, but it was somehow thick, but it was weird. So nobody was working on it, so nobody knew what to do. Okay, cut to the fucking story. Here goes. It was all fucked up there. So the neighborhood asked the landlord, can you do something about some shit? So they hired this family. It was an Irish family, full-on, fresh-off-the-boat Irish family. A husband, a wife, and two sons. And they had those motherfuckers... Gotta get a hold of the tree, lad, and jump across to the roof. You know, like they were killing it. So they ended up stripping that roof deck. There were 7 decks piled on top of each other. 7 of them piled. Okay, Brooklyn, what are you doing? Oh, they're coming for me. And I swear to you, we were like, when the fuck are they going to stop loading all that shit down into the bottom? 7 decks. Anyway, so above us. So they're doing all this work on the roof. So now there's no roofs up there. It's just the one, you know, little layer of whatever, how people can, you know, how you can walk from, like, I'm not a construction person. I'm not even a contractor, for Christ's sakes. Why are you asking me an estimate? For those of you who live in quiet towns, there's a touch of the city for you. But for real, so they're working on the roof. They're working on the roof. The roof. Well, maybe someone's roof is on fire. They don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn. It's the full moon, okay? It gets to me, and it's a blue moon. So they're working on the deck. The maintenance guy, one of the maintenance guys goes up there with the Irish family. Now, the maintenance guy isn't as secure up on the deck as the Irish family is, but we don't know that yet because me and my man, oh, we're taking bong hits and watching Price is Right. This is da-da-da-da. So we're, you know, no judge. Don't judge. I didn't have to work till later at the restaurant that I lived 5 blocks from. Shut up, it was a beautiful. Anyway, we're taking bong hits, working on the roof. All of a sudden, oh, you know what's coming, right? Yeah, a man fell through the roof. I shouldn't laugh. He didn't fall to the ground of our living room, but he was dangling from the ceiling of our living room. But the rumble dumble, 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said, you all you conceited bastard. And the rumbling of the upstairs, what do you think I did? You're right. If you said that I grabbed the bong and the weed and ran into the other room, cause I'm like, it's a bust, you know, like criminal minded. I did that. Yes, that's what I did. As far as my man goes, oh, this poor bastard, he got so freaked out. He didn't know what to do. And he somehow, some way, from the couch that we were sitting on comfortably, nothing was the matter until the rumble in the ceiling started and then a man started to fall through. This bastard gets up and does like a, you know, like a fakey fakery of the, no one's playing football with you, fool. Let's go. I went into the other room. I'm in the bathroom now with the bong and all the weed because I'm like, it's a bus, you know? Bus. So he is somehow now tangled on the floor under a chair. He was under a chair, tangled. I couldn't explain it to you if I tried. Anyway, da-na-da-na, rip, Bob Barker, rip, motherfucker. And you know, yeah, enough with all the things. Thanks for keeping it. Yes, it's very nice that you guys were kept company by him, but enough with the almost $100. I get it. It's a horrible joke. Stop sharing it. Sorry, I don't ever, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. I never say that, and I never tell you I don't like jokes. Likes jokes. Okay. Listen, I can't even believe it's almost over. All right. I want to say hello, if you're watching, to three girls that I met, three young women, these lovely ladies that I have met on the Q train this weekend. I was going to one of my shows, and these lovely girls were chatting about astrology, and they were like reading each other. The one in the middle was, she was reading the horoscopes, all that. Could you fucking, that's the weight of my heart. Motherfucker. So I said, hey, because I'm a pushy broad. No, because I liked, listen, don't talk bad about yourself. I always tell my friends, if they call themselves names, pushy broad, nobody likes a pushy broad. You're not a pushy broad, Jessica. You're a fantastic fucking female. You hit your heart. And that's what's funny. Some ladies don't like that. I don't like it when they call us females. Like, why not? That's, we are females. I don't like it in the, it doesn't sound right. That's a similar sounding to my mom, but I don't think that was my mom who said that. Anyway, I loved these girls. And one of those fucking bugs was on the train, on the subway. One of those lantern bugs, yeah, that you're supposed to kill. Don't comment that, you know, save a bug. I'm a Buddhist. I don't want to kill them. But boy, does it feel good. And it also feels really good to scream at people to get, murder it! Like, I screamed at a man on the train. I was like, murder it! Kill it! And then he did. He stomped it out. And I said, sir, you're a hero. And he laughed, and everyone kind of laughed and like looked at, like, this lady is a little bloodthirsty for our taste. And I don't know. Why? Why is that? Maybe because we don't ever get to scream, kill it. I don't ever feel that way about anything else. I don't feel like, you know, I used to say some funny, like, throwaway stuff that people didn't think was that funny. Like, kill everybody. Don't say that. That's not nice to say. So what I'll end with, because remember positivity, bookending it with savoring of things, the savoring. And this is how I know this shit is real. Like, we have a choice onto whether or not we are having a good time, like whether or not we're having a good day, whether or not we're having a good, I mean, sometimes, yeah, fucked up things happen. Yes, life is fucking hard. Like, most of the time, it's hard, right? It's a struggle, and we have to show up for ourselves, and if we really want to do, you know, this is like a fucking shower and do the laundry and the grocery shopping. I mean, it's like all the little stuff, right? And then there's the bigger, like a job, apartments, and relationships, right? So it's always like something. But man, woman, human, I have discovered that by practicing the art of point of view choosing, I don't know what the fuck, how do you say it? I'm choosing my own adventure. I'm like, yeah, this is hard, but you know what? It's fucking fine. Like, I'm, you know, sure, this is tough, but it's, I'll be fine. Like, am I on fire? Am I bleeding? And I don't mean from the pee rod. Anyway, so what I really, really, really was, the validation for me for that fact this week was volunteering with some senior citizens in my building. It was, this kind of shit that happens. Are you crazy? Like, this is my favorite kind of shit. This is, again, these are the moments. A woman that I had booked for my storytelling show last month said, oh, you live in the neighborhood? I said, yeah. She said, oh, I volunteer in the neighborhood. I said, where? She said, my building. My building, where I live. So what did I have to do the other day when I walked downstairs and into the community room and I met Rita, 90 years old, who just celebrated her birthday, had a book, was showing us all these pictures and memories of, you know, that her kids had made her this book and all the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. Amazing. Even more amazing, don't even get me started on Lynette. Lynette, 103 years old. Are you fucking kidding me, Lynette? 103. And she had the best story out of everybody in the room. Because, yeah, we had a storytelling volunteer show. Not show, but, like, storytelling class. We were volunteering as, the coaches or whatever. So, oh, my goodness. It was so wonderful. And, yeah, there were, and Lynette, 103 years old, this chick, she had on makeup, she told a story, she was very animated, she was like, I mean, I couldn't, I, and then there were some women who were much younger than that, and were not, you know, and they, when it got to them, they didn't choose to tell a story of something positive, they chose more of a negative, because we lead it in a positive way, like how I wanted to do with this thing was like, what can we remember, what can we savor, what can we, fill our minds with instead of, you know, the fear. Maybe it's a future tripping thing that happens with me a lot. Like, I, anytime I realize I'm having a little anxiety, I'm like, oh, because I'm thinking about fucking future shit, or anxious sometimes, or depressed from thinking about things that had already happened, or things that I didn't do, or something, you know? And so being able to be gifted this chance to hang out with the elders and really see how important it is to choose your own adventure. That's the only way I can really explain it, is because I saw it. I saw it in plain sight. And every time I practice it, I realize it's true. Like, if I choose to be a little grump, man, this world is not going to be, nothing's going to be good enough for me out there if I go out with a little grump on my fucking shoulder, you know? But if I go out like, hey, yeah, yes, I've taken this train 70, 80 minutes every day, twice a day for the last 3 days. But you know what? Maybe there'll be something different on this train today. Maybe there'll be different people I can talk to. Maybe there'll be different things I see outside. The trees are different now. The sun is in a different place. It's a different time of year, you know? It's fucking wild how that works, man. It's scientific. I'm just saying. I'm not like trying to be fucking some woo-woo chick, although I am, and I know I am, wearing turquoise and fucking crystals and snakes on your ears, and you're going to tell me you're not a fucking spiritual bitch. Also, I just want to shout to my girl Gypsy. I am wearing what I wore for the mermaid parade, so I do feel like half a mermaid today. So shout out to all those mer people. And if you haven't watched that yet, oh my goodness. All right, I'm just going a couple minutes over because I love you, and because I can't stop talking. But I will stop, can't stop, won't stop. 50 years of hip hop. I would love to ask you this. Now, if you're still listening, if you're still watching, next week, I would love to bring in, you know how this week I gave the show descriptions that people had left me about the show. I would love to read your favorite hip hop song as a kid. Like, what was your first hip hop song that you really went mad for? Just DM it to me and let me know if it's okay if I say your name when I repeat it next week on the show. Because I want to dedicate an entire episode to that. And today I know I had some other stuff going on, but I think next week it would be really, really nice to hear from y'all and to know what you got out there. And so, anyways, hey, listen, what's next? Oh, they added another fucking storytelling show before I go. October 1st, Sunday, October 1st, another storytelling show. Hey, Mike, are you on here? DM me. Hernandez, DM me. All right. I love you guys for watching. I love you for listening. If you're a Stitcher listener, I don't know if you got the memo. They're going away. So we can also find each other on Apple Podcasts and all the other ones, Spotify, you know, all the other guys, gals. Sheet. Whoa, who's happening here? All right. Love you so much. And am so happy to, you got to DM me. That's a lot of words. right? Or should I put on my glasses? Should I read it right now? Is it a surprise or should I read it? Look, I was in my prayers. Oh, it's one of you. That's almost like the spiritual spam. I love you, Ron. All right. I love you guys so much for listening and for watching. Did you like that? I had to put on my reading glasses. Hello. Hello, darling. It was so nice to see you. I'll see you next time on Get Wood. And please, you know, it's free show. A free show mean you can share it. And if you share it, you hit me at @GetWood, #GetWoodPodcast, or @GetWood. I love you so much for doing this, and have a great week. I see you next Tuesday. Jessie, she loved that joke. I don't really understand it, but Jessie Wood, she like, see you next Tuesday. She always laughs. I can't figure out why funny. Anyways, bye. Love you.